Jaya Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Havana Chari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव गौतमनंदी हरि हरि बोल ओम जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवास्ति गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की श्री वराह देव भगवान की टुडेज क्लासेस ऑन वराह देव गंगा माई जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की Transcendental Prasadam and Transcendental Book Distribution ki. All glorious assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga. I offer my humble obeisances to each and every Vaishnava present here and beg for the blessings. It's a privilege to speak because so many qualified Vaishnavas are sitting right here. And I have no qualification, but with your blessings, I may speak something that will please Srila Prabhupada and all of you. My also humble obeisances to the audiences online. Hare Krishna. So today we are starting a new chapter. You have it. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Please sing together. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhakti Nashtiki. So chapter's name is, this is Canto 2, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. We are on text 1. Call and response, please. Brahmo Vacha Yatro Dyatakshiti Talo
Ud
बिभ्रत
क्षितितलो
उद्धरणाय बिभ्रत क्रौड्यं तनुं शकल यज्ञमयीं अनंता अंतर्महार्वन उपगतं आदि आदित्यं तम दाम श्रया दिम द्रिम इव व्रज धरो ददारा ददार ब्रह्मोवाच यत्रोद्यतः क्षितितलो उद्धरणाय बिभ्रत क्रौडिं तनुं सकल यज्ञमयीं अनंता अंतर्महार्णव उपागतं आदि दैत्यं तं दांश्रयादिं इव व्रजधरो ददार Would any Vaishnavis first like to recite one and then one Prabhupada disciple both? Excuse me, Mataji. First, Prabhupada disciples are requested to sing.
Oh, sorry.
No worries, you didn't know. Kraudim tanum sakala yajna mayim ananta. Mahagata Mutam Ada. Any Vaishnava Prabhupada disciples, please? Mom. Thank you. Yatro Anyone else? Synonym, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Brahma uvacha. Lord Brahma said, Vatra, Yatra, at the time, and when, Udvataha, attempted, Kshiti Tala, the planet Earth, Udharana, for the matter of lifting. Bibhrat, assumed. Kraudim, pastimes. Tanum, form. Sakala, total. Yagyamayim, all inclusive sacrifices. Ananta, the unlimited. Antar, within the universe. Maharnave, the great Garbha ocean. Upagatam, having arrived at. Adi, the first. Daityam, demon. Tam, him. Damstraya, by the tusk. Adrim, the flying mountains. Iva, like. Vajradhara, the controller of the thunderbolts. Dadara, pierced. Karnamrita Prabhu, can you please give a microphone to your wife so she can read purport? Thank you. Translation. Lord Brahma said, we can read together. Lord Brahma said, when the unlimitedly Lord, powerful Lord, assumed the form of a boar as a pastime, just to lift the planet Earth, which was drowned in the great ocean of the universe,
which was
called the Garbhodak, the first demon, Hiranyaksha, appeared. And the Lord pierced him with his tusk.
Purport. Since the beginning of creation, the demons and the demigods, or the Vaishnavas, are always the two classes of living beings to dominate the planets of the universes. Lord Brahma is the first demigod, and Hiranyaksha is the first demon in this universe. Only under certain conditions do the planets float as weightless balls in the air. And as soon as these conditions are disturbed, the planets may fall down in the Garbhagriha ocean, which covers half the universe. The other half is the spherical dome within which the innumerable planetary systems exist. The floating of the planets in the weightless air is due to the inner constitution of the globes, and the modernized drilling of the earth to exploit oil from within is a sort of disturbance by the modern demons and can result in a greatly harmful reaction to the floating condition of the earth. A similar disturbance was created formerly by the demons headed by Hiranyaksha, the great exploiter of the gold rush. And the earth was detached from its weightless condition and fell down into the Garbhagriha ocean. The Lord, as maintainer of the whole creation of the material world, therefore assumed the gigantic form of a boar with a proportionate snout and picked up the earth from within the water of Garbhagriha. Sri Jayadev Goswami, the great Vaishnava poet, saying as follows, Vasati dashana sikare darani tavalagna Shashini kalanka palevani magna Keshava drita shukara rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare
Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
O Keshava, O Supreme Lord, who have assumed the form of a boar, O Lord, the planet Earth rested on your tusks, and it appeared like the moon engraved with spots. Such is the symptom of an incarnation of the Lord. The incarnation of the Lord is not the concocted idea of fanciful men who create an incarnation out of imagination. The incarnation of the Lord appears under certain extraordinary circumstances, like the above-mentioned occasion, and the incarnation performs a task which is not even imaginable by the tiny brain of mankind. The modern creators of the many cheap incarnations may take note of the factual incarnation of God as the gigantic boar with a suitable snout to carry the planet Earth. When the Lord appeared to pick up the Earth, the demon of the name Hiranyaksha tried to create a disturbance in the methodical functions of the Lord, and therefore he was killed by being pierced by the Lord's tusk. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the demon Hiranyaksha was killed by the hand of the Lord. Therefore, his version is that after being killed by the hand of the Lord, the demon was pierced by the tusk. Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms this version.
Thank you so much, Radhika Prabhu.
Krishna.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my humble obeisances to all the Guru Parampara, Six Goswamis, Ananta Koti Vaishnavanda, Shishi, all the deities. Hare Krishna. So we are reading about Varaha Dev incarnation, the first incarnation as it is mentioned today. There's a very interesting point here about drilling the earth. And I tried to research on this. So when we drill the earth, there are a few places. One place Prabhupada said that earth is a person, which we all know, and earth has resources. So if we take anything from her, we have to use it in service of Krishna. So that was understood, well understood. But what were these certain conditions where the planets float as weightless balls in the air? So one time Prabhupada was asked this in the room, morning walk. And here is the audio of Prabhupada. The same question is asked. The same question is asked by... Okay. Sorry, the video is, audio is not audible. So Prabhupada said, you can understand that if an aeroplane is flying, it has petrol inside it. If you take out the petrol and fill it with the salt water, which is what they do when they take out the petroleum. Prabhupada said they fill it with the salt water. So what is going to happen? At certain point, he said, the plane is going to collapse. So he said, everything has purpose. And of course he uses the word me because Prabhupada didn't come here to prove that he was a scientist. He came here to establish that, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the only problem is lack of Krishna consciousness. And when lack of Krishna consciousness happens, is people start to plunder earth, drill so much that the balance is lost. And he tried to show it to us that this is not the right thing to do. In fact, in that morning walk, Prabhupada was so ecstatic. And he started saying, you tell me a problem, I will solve it. You tell me a problem, tell me next problem. So this was one of them. And the next problem was, but Prabhupada, we do need petrol. Prabhupada said, look at New Vrindavan. What we have established there, it is a self-sufficient community. And then he asked, but how much can bullock cart travel? You know, bullocks are used to travel. Prabhupada said, in a day 10 miles, maybe 15 miles. And he said, that's all? And Prabhupada said, it's a hog civilization. You try to travel 50 miles, 100 miles just to go to work and come back. That's not needed. Everything can be provided in a happy Krishna conscious community and it will be self-sufficient. And we have such a nice project going on here to make us self-sufficient. At least if Mother Akuti was telling, even if we lose electricity for 12 days, I think she has figured out everything can work. Solar is there, water can be done by the hand pumps. So we are here to challenge scientists, to challenge the modern beliefs that petroleum is needed, and we are here to show them an example which is otherwise. So that is about Mother Earth. Then another thing that happens is, stated in the purport is that the Earth is already in the Garbhodak Ocean. And chapter 3 you start why she was in the Garbhodak Ocean first time, Swayambhu Amanu time, is that Brahma wanted to start creating population, populate the Earth. So when he was thinking like that, Swayambhu Amanu and Shatarupa came out, and then they had children, and then they asked Brahma, where should we dwell? And their children were married, and then Brahma said, oh, I have been so involved in creation that earth has been debuted in the Garbhodak Ocean. Prabhupada says the first time it was not Hiranyakashipu demon. This is what happened. And then when he was thinking like this, from his nostril, almost a thumb, tip of the thumb size, who appeared? Varaha. Varaha Deva appeared. And it was just that much size. Then soon it became size of a mountain. Then it flew in the sky like an elephant. And then Tapaloka, Janaloka, Brahmaloka, those people started offering prayers because Earth is in the Garbhodak Ocean. And then Lord Varahadev roared. And then it says when Lord Varahadev roared, can we please all try to roar? Anybody? He roared. He roared so big, all those planetary systems could hear him. Thank you so much. I heard it. Thank you. So all the planetary systems could hear it. So imagine such a big boar incarnation. And the next thing that happens is he enters into the ocean and it says that it cuts the ocean into half. Cuts the ocean into half. Now this is not ordinary ocean. This is not Arabian Sea. This is not, ocean Atlantic, Pacific. This is Garbhodak Ocean. The half of the universe is filled with Garbhodak Ocean. So imagine cutting it into half. You can't imagine. We can't imagine. Prabhupada says again and again, scientists cannot imagine Krishna's pastimes. They are so limited in their... Again, whenever this purport comes, lecture comes, Prabhupada stresses this point. Now, can we think for a minute why it would be Varahadev who appeared to lift the earth, planet earth? Why not Matsya? because fish loves to swim.
So,
very nice, thank you, yes?
He's also like pigs and moors, they go burrow in the mud.
Yes. And you know who is the consort of Avarahadev? Bhumidevi, exactly. So when Bhumidevi is in, is obviously needs Varahadevi, Varahadevi is there to protect her. And this is just the beginning of creation. Just like when Lakshmi Devi came out of Samudra Manthan and she went and married Vishnu, right? So here we see that it's about the creation is about to start and Bhumidevi is there. And then it says that Varahadevi lifts her. Actually, this is not in Prabhupada's books, but this is my guesswork. But there's something else in Prabhupada's books that Bhu Varaha are in the spiritual world. So if you put 2 + 2 together. Then all those Brahmana, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka started offering obeisances when they saw that the Bhumidevi was brought back and she was floating on the air. So he said, O Lord of all sacrifices. You know, they are saying that these names, O Lord of the all sacrifices. Oh, there are so many things they say that. You are the Kratu, you are the Yajna, you are all powerful. You can sustain all huge planets, etc., etc., etc. And so I was trying to remember it. And Prabhupada says very nice thing actually here. After this, he says, man can give some vague explanation of the laws by which such phenomena are made possible, which is picking the earth all the way from the bottom of the ocean and let her put it on the water and let her float. But actually the tiny human brain is unable to conceive the activities of the Lord, which are therefore called inconceivable. Yet the frog philosophers still try to give some imaginary explanation. Prabhu, are you able to go to tinyurl.com/varaha1? I want to... Oh, internet is not working. Okay. I want to show a couple of pictures of Varahadev. I hope this is suffice. This picture is of Varahadev drawn in the man form. And
in the form of the man.
Form of the man. This is how they drew it first. Oh, it won't make it any bigger than this. But anyways, please imagine Varaha form. Varade Bhagwan ki jai. And Prabhupada wrote a very nice letter to Jadurani. First she drew Varaha like Narsingadev Bhagwan, two hands of man and like that. And Prabhupada writes, and how would we know otherwise? Yes, Varaha is very beautiful. Generally, the boar picture is depicted as half human and half boar. But in Bhagavatam, it is stated that full boar. You can make the first two legs as two hands, which means like hoofs, you know, hands of Varaha. And the rear legs and legs as legs of Varaha, Varaha as Prabhupada called it, and make him as beautiful as possible. So imagine if we didn't know how Varahadev looked, we could not meditate. So I'm just helping us meditate on form of the Varaha, his pastimes. And then Rishi Uchu, they said, Jitam Jitam Te Ajita Yagya Bhavana Traim Tanum Swam Paridhu Dunvate Namaha Yadroma Garteshu Niliur Adhyas Tasmay Nama Karana Shukraya Te Shukarayate. Means boar incarnation. Then all the sages said, O unconquerable enjoyer of all sacrifices, all glories to you, all victories to you. You are moving in the form of the person of personified Vedas. And in the hair holes of your body, the oceans are submerged. For certain reasons, you have now assumed the form of a boar. So you can understand, because Varahadev is so big, obviously, the hair also of his body, the oceans are submerged, right? We can understand this. And if we have to explain to somebody, it really helps to know these prayers. And then he says that you are moving in your form of the personified Vedas. And Prabhupada's, we read it elsewhere that all the Vedic hymns, Gayatri and others are in the touch of your skin, etc. So, Prabhupada uses this repeatedly, and whenever Bohr incarnation is mentioned, it's mentioned again and again. So why would it be said again and again? So if we go to Canto 3rd of Bhagavatam, 13th chapter, it says that when Varaha form came back, his bodily hair fell at the place called Barhismati. It's the capital of Swayambhuva Manu. So he's the first Manu, it's his capital, Barhismati, and that's where this hair fell. And the city is exalted. The city is very exalted. Prabhupada says it's a pithasthana, it's like Vrindavan Mathura. Not because the city was very rich in wealth and opulence, but because the hairs of Lord Varaha felt at this very spot. These hairs of the Lord later grew as green grass, and sages used to worship the Lord with that grass after the time when the Lord killed the demon. So now this is jumping again to next demon, which is Hiranyakashipu. And Prabhupada says that Maitreya Muni was mixing two Varaha pastimes. So we see that here. So here we see that this Kusha grass is there. And Kusha grass, which is used in sacrifices, comes into Yajna. And that's how every time there's some Yajna going on, they speak about Varahadev. You will see it in canto after canto. If we go to 5th canto, speaks about Bhumi Devi offering prayers to Varahadev, and we'll come to that after this. So, here, now first Bhumi Devi is touched by Varahadev, right here. Going back to sacrifices, one second. Prabhupada said something really wonderful. He said, there are so many sacrifices were done by Prithvi Maharaj. I have written it in 4th canto. So many sacrifices. That the whole earth was covered with Kusha grass, because they needed so much Kusha grass. He said, let us do sacrifices after sacrifices. Our sacrifices, Sankirtan Yajna. So I have established GBC, go on distributing books. So it's really amazing how Prabhupada connects Kusha grass to Prithvi Maharaj to Sankirtan. You know, Prabhupada always connects everything to what is present and how we can apply it. And I want to share this. I had a wonderful Airbnb guest a few days ago. And extremely, you know, you read Prabhupada's books and, you know, you would think that, yes, there are a lot of people living in cat, dog and hawk civilization. So this lady comes from there. She has no idea about Krishna, no idea about anything else. And I asked her, what do you want to do? Do you want to go to our eco farm as a only sightseeing thing she wanted to do? She didn't want to go anywhere else. And before coming, she was like, you cook vegan? I want to go vegan because my doctor said I need to be vegetarian, vegan, whatever. And she said, will you teach me before coming? And I said, okay, I'll teach you and I'll also take you to eco farm. She cancelled all other plans. She's coming here after 7-hour drive. She decides just to go to Eco Village. I cook for her. I bring her here. We eat prasadam together. And then she enters the temple and she sees all the deities. And she takes pictures with them. So can you imagine? It's like Varahadev lifting these souls just with one connection with some insignificant devotee. And just because, you know, they have desire, you know, it's nothing for us, you know. We are just trying to be purpose instrument. And then she purchased this card, Buddha card, and she said, thank you very much for hospitality, cooking, showing me how to cook, and I'm going to become a vegetarian. It's so amazing. She has never cooked anything but meat in her life. Never ever she was vegetarian. And she goes, and I thought, well, she will go back and she'll forget about it and she will get brainwashed by some website. No, for after 10 days she's like, give me the recipes. At Thanksgiving, like, it's people like, you know, like us, you know, Krishna conscious people that make life so wonderful and so thankful for you guys. So can you imagine, it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a very nice shloka which says that Raghunath says to Lord Chaitanya, I can just get it. So Lord Chaitanya knows that Raghunath Das, yeah, is not an ordinary person, but still Lord Chaitanya says, Prabhu kahe Krishna kripa balishta sab haite, tomara kadila vishaya bishta garta haite, which means, Raghunath, the mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. Therefore the Lord has delivered you from the ditch of materialistic life, which is like a hole into which people pass stool. Now Lord Chaitanya, imagine he's saying to Raghunath, what would he say to us? You know, what he would say to us? We are just in the such a worst consciousness of mind. And still, we have been given the jewels, the biggest treasure that we can be given. And here Raghunath's answer here. Raghunatha mane kahe Krishna nahi jani, tava kripa kadila ama ei ami jani. Raghunath Das answered within his mind, I do not know who Krishna is. I simply know that your mercy, O my Lord, has saved me from my family life. And you know, we can say the same thing. We don't know who Krishna is, but Srila Prabhupada, you have saved us. You have saved us from this. We were in the hawk civilization. We were in this materialistic ditch where people pass through. And Prabhupada has really, really lifted us. Just exactly same as the Varabe lifted Mother Earth. And so going back to Mother Earth. So when she was lifted, she expressed her desire. My dear Lord, will you please stay with me here on this planet? And that's how we get Adi Varaha Temple. Yeah. So as soon as she expressed this desire, Lord called Garuda. And he brought, there is another set of mountains and everything. And he brought down Tirumala Hills. Has anybody been to Tirupati Balaji or Tirumala Hills? They're very magnificent. And so he brought, and there's a pastime that they say, maybe Sri Sampradaya, I'm not sure. Yeah, Sri Sampradaya, Madhava Charya lineage. They said Mother Yashoda did not see Krishna's marriage to Lord, Lord's marriage to Rukmini. So she had little desire to see that. That's what they say. Radhana Swami says it was the expansion of Mother Yashoda who became Bakula Devi. And later, on this Tirumala Hills, when Lord Balaji came. So what is the connection between Lord Balaji and Bhumi Devi? Is that Lord Balaji is considered non-different than Varahadev. And he's worshipped with Bhumi Devi. So that is our connection to Tirupati Balaji. Now, does everybody know that it's the richest deity in the world? Tirupati Balaji, so much gold is offered to him. And so where is this gold coming from? Mining, right? But we see a proper usage of it. And what happens to the gold that is donated to Tirupati temple, do you know? It goes for book distribution, some of it. I don't know how much of it. But yes, some of it goes for book distribution in Tirupati. Now Christmas marathon is coming on. You know how many Gitas we have ordered in LA? 120,000 Gitas just for North America. Yes, and our goal for this marathon is 3 million Gitas. 3 million Gitas. So, Jai. Each and every book distributor ki Jai. Past, present and future. Because what can be better use of all that Lakshmi that is offered than to distribute books, right? So then we go to So how his hair, you know, they are auspicious, and there's a is the Adham has taken appeared through his Kusha grass has appeared. Adham has appeared from Lord Varahadev. Then another dham, Tirumala Hills, and the water is submerged into that, right? And this city of Baharsmati, capital of Brahmavarta, Tirtha, Brahmapura or something. It comes again and again. It comes in Maharaj Prithu, Maharaj Rishabdev. So this capital name appears again and again. And then, do you remember, does anybody know Andal? Andal. So she is from again, Shri Sampradaya. And Andal is also worshipped with Lord Balaji. She is considered incarnation of Bhudevi. Then we have a very sweet pastimes. Now how, you know, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that wherever you see me, you know, whatever a devotee sees, he sees me around him, right? And we see this example in Gopi's pastime, Krishna book 30th. So Krishna has disappeared from Rasa Leela. And gopis are asking, have you seen him? Have you seen him? The trees, the bakula, the champak, the deers, have you seen him? And then they realize, oh, Mother Bhumi must know where he is. Maybe none of them know. But Mother Bhumi knows everywhere he's taking the step. Everywhere. When we see Bhumi, if we can just pray or meditate on that Krishna has walked on this Mother Bhumi. Varahadev, she's consort of Varahadev. It will be so nice. And the gopis say, dear earthly planet, we do not know how many penances and austerities you have undergone to be now living with the footprints of Lord Krishna upon you. You are very jolly. The hairs on your body are these jubilant trees and plants. Lord Krishna must have been very much pleased with you. Otherwise, how he could have embraced you in the form of Varaha, the boar? When you were submerged in water, he delivered you, taking the whole weight of your existence on his tusks. It's so wonderful that gopis remember him, remember Bhudevi, and they are glorifying Bhudevi. And you know, we follow gopis. So such a nice meditation to think about Varahadev and Bhudevi. Even Lord Chaitanya, when he came, he showed his Varaha form. You know that? And he showed it to Murari Gupta. Varaha avesha haila Murari bhavane Tandra skande chadi prabhu Nachila angane. One day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the ecstasy of poor incarnation and got up on the shoulders of Murari Gupta. And thus they both danced in Murari Gupta's court. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to cry out, Shukara, 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 Shukara. Thus crying out for the boar incarnation of the Lord. And he carried a small gadu, a small water pot with a nozzle, as if symbolically picking up the earth from the depths of the ocean. And then I will tell you the Phalashruti, which means that what is benefit do we get when we hear the pastimes of Varahadev? It says that whoever hears this pastime, know that Lord can be easily pleased by the spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him for protection, and through the unrighteousness, man finds it difficult to propitiate him. So, let us pray to Varahadev for protection, because in Bhagavatam it says in the Phalashruti that Lord is very pleased when we exclusively ask Lord Varaha or Lord for protection. And then he also says that nothing remains unachieved when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with someone by transcendental achievement, one understands everything else to be insignificant. One who engages in transcendental loving service is elevated to the highest perfection stage by the Lord Himself. Hare Krishna. Now it says that after the I just repeated Prabhupada's words, but after this, it's a pariprashnina sevaya, is that, and you know, Bhagavatam goes on because Parikshit Maharaj is asking so many nice questions. And at one place it says paripujyate, and Shukadeva Goswami is saying, this is the best way to worship you for listening, is that you ask questions, you ask such nice questions. I really, Ganga Narayan, please, I really appreciate your comments, your corrections, your thoughts, your...
Thank you for your class, it was very, very nice. I just wanted to add something, is that actually the pastime of Varadeva in the Bhagavatam is a combination of two different Varadevas.
Yes.
In two different creations. One is a reddish brown form, more of a reddish form.
Yeah.
The other one is a white form. Mm-hmm. And this I'm not 100% sure, this next statement, but that could possibly be the reason why two different acharyas had different comments on how Hiranyaksha was killed.
Yeah.
One was that Varahadev slapped him in the base of the neck, like mm-hmm. a karate mm-hmm.
yes,
teacher,
yes.
Like, using kung fu.
Yes, yes, kung fu.
Just slapped him, and that was it. And the other was that he was pierced him with the tusk.
Yes.
So I'm not sure whether those are two different four incarnations or whether it's the same one. Yeah, but the thing is, I just explained that Prabhupada said that these pastimes are a combination of two different boars in different creations, which were combined together. So that's the point. I don't know.
Thank you so much for your comment. And if you go back to Prabhupada's purpose, he says that in one incarnation, Hiranyakashipu didn't exist. It was just earth was submerged, because Swayambhu Manu wanted to procreate, and Brahma realized in creation process he didn't know where the earth was, and she was brought back. There was no fight with the demon. That's what Prabhupada explains. It's in Canto 3, chapter 17. 3. Sorry, I'm not encyclopedia like all of you are. But it's in chapter 3, and I'll send it to you later. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu,
so the earth is floating in the Garbhodak ocean at present?
In the Sarvabhauma Manu's time, and when he brought her back.
Is the earth in the Garbhodak ocean right now?
No. Then Priyavarta Maharaj appears. Remember, Priyavarta Maharaj is Sarvabhauma Manu's son.
Okay.
First Uttanapad rules, then Priyavarta Maharaj rules, and then he makes the second son. So when he makes the second son, they say that this Jambudvipa is formed, seven islands are formed. It's because of the wheels of his chariot.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly which time she's lifted a little bit, but only 70,000 miles, yojanas below, are the seven Patala, Atala, Vitala, Sutala, those systems. And then there are 22 hellish planets. So it's not too much down as per, I'm not sure exactly where ocean starts, or we are on Ananta Shesha's hood like a mustard seed, but it's may not be too much down, or maybe, I don't know, it's Krishna's pastimes. Does that help? You want to add something, Prabhu? Thank you so much for your comments, very helpful. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you want to add something. Okay, we'll just end.
Can I add something?
Yes, please. Thank you. Yes.
You mentioned that Ahadev and Bhumi had a son?
Yes, Narakasura.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So we can just end with Vasati Dashana Shikare. Vasati Dashana Shikare Dharani Tavalagana Shashini Kalanka Kalevani Magna Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jaya Jagadish Hare Hari Bol Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, all those to Srila Prabhupada. Granthar Ashrama Bhagavatam Ki.